There'll be times you'll get so scared rolling down these hills. You'll hang on tight with all your might, cause you won't know what you feel.
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Mondays and Tuesdays at 7 p.m., here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., and 92.5 FM. We're back with your home mortgage best friend, Jay Garvin's.
We want to pump you up.
Thanks so much for sticking with me. I am Jay, you and I together at the power segment of the Election Year Roller Coaster Show. Hindsight, I wish I could have shared this with you in January. I wish you were here to have heard it if I did. But all of that's for naught because I didn't see how much fluctuation up and down we would have in the year of 2020. As I look back, we had just as much vulnerability and fluctuation in all markets in 2016. It wasn't that much different in 2012. God help us, you remember 2008. But 2004, when we had the Bush-Gore vote count hanging chad in Florida with the Supreme Court, you had seen nothing yet, baby. They're predicting that with this mail-in ballot discussion going on, there may not be any decision on who is the president for days, weeks, or even months afterwards. So you want to go ahead and get prepared during this election year roller coaster. With the NASDAQ up and the Dow up and down and up and down, the Dow this last week, literally, V recovery, just got back to 28,000, and that's not exciting. That's smoke and mirrors. There's a lot of vapor and very little earnings and a lot of loss in that market. It is pre-election hype. You've got gold up to $2,000 a share. You've got silver beyond $25. And you've got houses here in Colorado at a median price of $377,000, doubled from 2012. So which one of those are vulnerable and which ones are stable? Well, I would argue all day long that your real estate is stable. We're not hitting a bubble like 2006 because we don't have the largest generation, the baby boomers, like we did in 2006, in a mass of 78 million consumers dancing into retirement. No, in fact, quite the opposite, my friends. 2021 is going to be the biggest year ever because we have not 60, not 70, not even 80 million. We have 87 million millennials coming of age. That the first millennial was born in 81. The first millennial next year turns 40. This is key. The real estate and stock market rodeos have not even started. Now, real estate is going first. Rental markets went up because they're no longer living in the basement or college campus dorms. They're renting, and rents are going up, and buildings are going up, not because they're forecasting a big bubble, because we can't even house. There's twice the number of consumers coming to market from the 45 million Gen Xers like myself. There's over 87 millennials. But now they're rubbing up against one another, finding out that makes a baby. And that's when Americans get a house. That's why Americans don't get a house in their 20s and sometimes not even in their 30s. They definitely by their mid to late 30s are getting a house because they have a baby. Number one indicator. So that's very, very stable. But how stable is the market? How stable is the treasuries? How stable is commodities? I'm not an expert on those, but just go and look at supply and demand. The millennials aren't putting money into the stock market. They're still paying off their school debt, and the statistics show they're buying a house first. They're not going in the stock market. They're not going to go into the stock market until they're 50. Even I had my act together, and I didn't start to seriously invest until 45, 47. Been investing, you know, for about the last 7 years consistently in the market, cash value, life insurance policies, term life policies, all of that. The first thing I did, what? Oh, that's right. I got a good degree, got a job, then got a family, first a wife, then a baby, and millennials would do it no differently. But common sense will get you there. Buy less and save more. Go through something that's so simple a baby could follow it. Don't worry about the stock market. Just get $1,000 or more in an emergency savings fund in case an emergency comes. Number two, you have to eliminate your unsecured debt. And that means first you have to stop overspending your paycheck. There's a concept. Earn more than you spend. A lot of Americans can't even say that. Hey, do you earn more than you spend? No. Do not pass go. Just get your spending under control. Here's the thing. You do not deserve the next big iPhone. Tell that to your adult child. I tell it to my child. He pays for it himself, gets a job. You can just help. And I'm preaching to the choir because 85% of you and I are already homeowners, well, more than 20% the average. But you and I together can mentor your adult children, your coworkers, your fellow parishioners, your neighbors. Have them call me, 719-330-1457. I'll help them. I have the tools. But then we know after you eliminate your debt, the biggest step for anybody in getting true financial peace is getting 3 to 6 months in your monthly budget reserve. So if you spend $5,000 a month to pay all your bills, just go with gazelle-type focus. Just run straight to $15,000 in savings and never let that go lower. I did that and I saw the peace in my wife's face. You can as well. Doesn't matter about the election year roller coaster. It doesn't matter. You can actually give more money to the people that see things politically in the way that you do. We've increased that from 3 months, which is a stable job, like you work for a city or a government. If you're self-employed, that is 6 months. I own companies, so I have now 10 months, and I like to keep 12 months of reserves, and I'm building it right now from 10 to 12 months because when I have 100 grand in the bank, I feel more safe. Now, after that, you save 15% of your gross income for retirement. That doesn't have to be a 401k. Call me at 330-1457, and you can save up until you have $50,000. Yes, you can actually save $50,000. Might take a year or two, but then I can help you find a house that's going to double in value again between 2020 and 2030. I guarantee it. Our median prices here in Colorado are going to be over $650 a square foot, and in Colorado Springs, it's going to be more than $450. So there's plenty of growth left. And then, of course, you want to make sure that you pay off your school with cash. Go to a community college or a UCCS rather than Harvard and pay your house off early. And then, of course, build wealth and give away generously. See, all of those things protect you from the horrific election year roller coasters. I'm very confident what the American people are going to do in November. It's a no-brainer when you get to choose for or against the party that want to defund police. That's a pretty simple one, and I think Americans will get it. But I think you have really got it. Just for tuning in, you always listen to me, you listen to Dave Ramsey, and I appreciate and I pray to God I add value to you. So call me at 330-1457. Let me help you with your next mortgage. Let me help you through your budgeting. Let me help you sign up for my next class, which is the 16th of September, Investment Property 101, at churchillcolorado.com. And then just like I say at the end of every show, most of all, I just wish that you would go grow and prosper. Tell someone close to you that you love them because that's what matters in the end, your family, your memories. And if you've not found your passion and calling and purpose in life, pray to God that he would deliver it to you now. I mean, pull over and just say this prayer. Lord Jesus, help me find my passion and purpose for improving your kingdom. Amen. Because that's what you do to me. You breathe life into me, the radio listener, and I would serve you every day, every week, and every year. So remember to go sign up for my investment property class on the 16th of September, Wednesday evening, 6:30. And do not forget, if you want to catch this show again, it's not on Monday or Tuesday evening. It's tomorrow, 9 a.m. on Sunday, just during the times that the conventions are going on Monday, Tuesday evening. You've been listening to The Jay Garvin Show. We'll see you again next week.
The proceeding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.